Andrew Atkins, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are you? I'm well.
Yeah, great to have you back on the show. We're going good. And, well, your first ride on the horse in race conditions. He won the Silver Eagle, but the markets seem to have written him off. Have you galloped him yet?
No, I haven't. We're still not allowed back.
Oh, of course.
Yet, so, which is a bit unfortunate, but, no, he's obviously he's a good horse. He showed that in the Silver Eagle first up, and he's a horse that doesn't really flash his form first up, so it was good to see him go for a win like he did.
Yeah, you mentioned not really a horse that goes well first up, but his second up starts are very good. He's had four starts for two wins.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, he steps up to the 15. Like I said, he was strong for the line the other day, first up and back in a field where they never went overly far, so it was good to see him attack the line like he did.
At first glance, Andy, how do you feel about barrier? Well, it'll be 11 of 18 if those emergencies come out.
Yeah, not too flash about the barrier, but, you know, there's things have got to come with racing, and it's my job to overcome that. I'm happy to see a dry track going forward. There's no more rain for the rest of the week, which is good to see. It also appreciates a firm surface, so that's a bonus, I guess. You know, a big field, they usually spread out a bit, so hopefully lands in a midfield spot somewhere. But, you know, having a nice draw would have allowed him to lean in like a little cushy spot just up in behind him. But, you know, we're not dealt with that, so plan B, I guess.
Yeah, where would you like to be, and who's the dangers in this race, Andrew, in your mind?
Well, look, you got Private Eyes, obviously. Won a big race last start. But the field itself is, they're very even between them. So any of them really, you know, it's a like I said, it's a big field and there's not much between them all. So you know, barriers are a big key, but if you can lean in a nice spot, like I said, midfield somewhere, three or four pairs would be ideal. But I'll speak with Peter and Paul closer to the day and work out a bit of a plan of what we do from a wide draw.
Well, with a big field, does that mean it's going to be a fairly hectic pace at the start?
You'd like to think so. Hopefully they sort of spread out a bit and they want to rush that first corner and it allows us to, like you said, spread the field out, and you want a genuine pace so we can come from back in the field a little bit. You know, you don't want a big bunch field, so... that's the only luck we can have is they go quick and spread out and go at a genuine tempo.
Andrew, how good is it having these big races here in Sydney at a time? I guess you probably used to, you know, battle and hope to get a ride in Melbourne for their carnival, and yet now you've got so many options.
Yeah, it's good for a jockey like me, which probably isn't, you know, in the top, you know, not in the top five of the big boys, and it allows us to stay back here in Sydney and still chase feature races, so it's really good for us, and it's good for the trainers and owners as well. You know, everyone wants to duck off to Melbourne a couple of years ago, but now everyone wants to sort of stick around, which is good to see. So, yeah, it's big money and a lot of prize money going around.
How's your body, mate, after that serious fall last year?
Going good. It took a long time to get over, but I'm feeling fit and healthy now, and I've only had one little sort of bump in the road with it. I got screws taken out of my knee. That was sort of causing me a bit of bother. But apart from that, it's really good, and I couldn't be more happier.
Andy, we had a question before. One of our listeners keen to know what you thought of Media Award in the invitation. And, of course, you're riding AIM in the Golden Eagle, but Media Award set to run around again.
Yeah, she ran a really good race. She had a lot of big weight and a wide barrier. She was caught wide throughout. I tried to give her an easiest run as I could with that sort of weight being first up, and Ice Bath obviously come around and put us sort of in a pocket, but I was able to get out inside the last furlong and a half, and she got to line really strong, like I said, with a big weight. So she'll be in the race with she'll be in the race and tackle on strong. She's a quality horse.
You got one ride, I think, today, Norwegian Bliss. How will she go?
Yeah, I hope she'd go well. She's $1.80. So, no, she's a smart horse. I went up and trialled her at Gosford at the start of a prep, and she trialled really, really well in my hands, and I didn't even ask for an effort. So, and she's come out and won two since then. So it's obviously a good form line going into the race. And it's only a small field. She puts herself on speed. She takes the luck out of the equation. And she's drawn a perfect gate from the yard, just sort of fall on her neck and let her roll to the front. Canterbury has been raced on for a while, so I'd say the track will be racing pretty fast. I'll suit a horse like her. And beautiful, clean action. She's a smart little horse.
And Andy, the ATC, they've been blaring Sweet Caroline, which has got the fans fired up there, and well, since the Everest in the last couple of weeks. I reckon if I'm Thunderstruck wins on Saturday, they've got to play Akadaka. Now, if you win, what song would you like played for you, returning to scale, just to get the crowd fired up?
I actually don't know. You know, actually, I think it was a couple of years back, we actually selected all songs for if you wrote a winner, they'd play them when we come back in, but I actually can't remember what mine was.
off the top of your head, anything that you'd lean to?
Actually, the song, yeah, like the song they've been playing, it's pretty cool. They've got the crowd going mental at Everest Day. So,
yeah.
Especially Tommy would come back after because the Oscar, that was pretty awesome.
I reckon they'll be going off out west this weekend too, Andrew. Talking about going off, I mean, your great mate Stanley and Marlo, are they straight back on the bandwagon riding off your coattail?
I'm sure they will be. they'll be out there running the muck, won't they?
I'm sure they will be. I can't imagine them not. Although Marlo might be calling somewhere.
Anything with Stanley, I think it's a bit of a run of a muck.
Well, mate, great to talk to you. Great to see you healthy and happy and riding well. And hopefully it's a great day for you, particularly with AIM and also Norwegian Bliss today. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.